This is KCUR 89.3. Johnson County, Kansas isn't exactly teeming with rock and roll celebrities, and the one legitimate rock star who does live there leads a relatively anonymous life. KCUR contributor Bill Brownlee recently caught up with LaJohn Witherspoon, the lead singer of the internationally acclaimed hard rock band Seven Dust.
LaJohn Witherspoon moved to the Kansas City area 6 years ago.
I've been wanting to be a part of this Kansas City lifestyle for a long time. I don't think people know that I even lived here.
His ascent to rock glory began in Atlanta, where Witherspoon discovered his love of singing in a church choir.
I knew I was really into it when I couldn't wait to wear the red robes, because I felt like, you know, maybe even at a young age, when you put that on, you're ready to perform. That was your gear, like, you know, a superhero.
After experimenting with various styles, Witherspoon fell in with the rock musicians who coalesced into Seven Dust. Black, the opening track of Seven Dust's 1997 debut album, introduced the band's ferocious guitar attack and Witherspoon's distinctive howl. Seven Dust's first three albums sold enough to be certified gold. Nine albums later, Seven Dust still performs that bruising early material in its unrelenting tour schedule.
We have worked hard. We stayed away from home, and we busted our butts to build up the relationships that we have with these people around the world.
In a rock and roll rarity, the original Seven Dust lineup remains intact almost 25 years after the band got together. Even though it's no longer a trend-setting act, Seven Dust is still a fixture on the hard rock circuit, playing shows like a massive festival at the Kansas Speedway in June.
We are Seven Dust. Let me hear your voices.
Witherspoon says it might be a blessing that, after its initial explosive success, Seven Dust maintains its status as a mid-tier rock band.
And maybe this is why we're still here, and a lot of the bands that went fast are already gone. I'm happy where I'm at now.
Much of Witherspoon's happiness is rooted in his musical and conventional families. Seven Dust is his band of brothers, but it's his wife's family ties that motivated him to move here.
My wife grew up at a dairy farm in Baldwin with her grandparents. We decided to come to Overland Park, build a home.
Now that he lives in Johnson County, his dreadlocks and powerful physique have led a few of his neighbors to mistake him for a professional athlete.
They thought I was a Chiefs player. Maybe two or three of them still think that, but it's cool. I'm probably the shortest football player ever, but I'll deal with it.
Few athletes can sing like Witherspoon. The song Angel Son, which he wrote while grieving the death of a friend, showcases his tender side and the musical range that has allowed Seven Dust to age gracefully.
Life is changing, and I can't go on without you rearranging.
I'm 45 years old now. We always said, I used to say, man, wouldn't it be cool one day if we were, you know, married and had kids and wives and they were able to come out to a show and ride the tour bus with us and things like that. And thank the Lord, that's been happening for years.
These days, Witherspoon is humble, gracious, and outgoing. That might not be what most people expect from a hard rocker, but it is what people expect from a suburban Kansan. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Bill Brownlee.
LaJohn Witherspoon's band Seven Dust will appear at the Uptown Theater Wednesday, September 19th on what's being billed as the Book of Bad Decisions Tour.